You know, someone said this is the only generation in history that has turned over the running of the country to the youth and has sent the old folks out to play. What are you talking about that? I'm talking about young people that run their home. So we have a whole rebellious society today. We have parents, and they allow their children to go unbridled with no rules, no regulations. And it's a sad, sad thing. They allow their children to dress any way they want to dress. You see girls today, they come to church with plunging necklines. You can see clear down to the Mexican border. And they can sit in the house of God. They wear dresses clear up to the Canadian border. And so the pastor dares to say, you know, dear, you need to put some cover over the boobs, you know. It would really help. So what do they do? Do they in shamefacedness say, yes, pastor, that's why. Oh, no. They go home and they say to their parent, I'm not going to the potter's house anymore. I'm not going to the door anymore. That pastor insulted me, and I'm not going. I'm going to go over to the church of the First Church of the Frigidaire. Then what does mama say? Oh, dear. Dear, no, please. No, I'm going over to the First Church of the Frigid. I'm not going there anymore. That pastor insulted me. Okay, dear. Now we'll go over there with you then, if that's the way you feel. And here's daddy, who's supposed to be the head of the house. Yes, dear, that's just what we're going to do. Am I striking any notes tonight? I have two granddaughters in our church. And so one of them is about 23, and one of them is 14. And so I preached a sermon on modesty. And because I got, you know, summertime, the boobs come out, you know, what I'm talking about. So I get tired of these sleeveless dresses, you know. You can see clear across the east to west. And plunging necklines so tight that you can count every wrinkle. And so I preached a sermon on modesty. And so and I preached about boob shirts. That's what a boob shirt is. And so I'm standing here one day after a service. I'm just leaving. I'm at the aisle. My two granddaughters standing there with my wife, and one granddaughter has on one of these tight jobs, sleeveless, you know. And so I said to the young one, I said, Hannah, that's a boob shirt. And the other one just froze. And so immediately she left, split. It was before the church. She split, went home, changed her shirt, and came back. I said, well, thank God. There's still a little modesty left in life.